In this episode, you will discover the sad truth about growing any podcast and why most podcasters end up failing. Welcome to Why Your Podcast Isn't Growing, a podcast helping coaches, experts, business owners, or independent podcasters who want to do this full time, gain clarity around why your podcast isn't growing as fast as you'd like, and learn the steps you need to fast track slow and steady growth to gain thousands of new, highly engaged listeners. Hello and welcome back to Why Your Podcast Isn't Growing. My name is Anthony Wanneri.
I'm Tig O'Shea.
So look, Tig, most people, when they're trying to grow their podcast, rely on hard work, consistency, and just promoting their podcast everywhere. But the truth is that most of the time, working hard and working consistently is actually the number one reason why most podcasters fail. Dun, dun, dun. Ooh. Let me explain, right? And everyone has this idea that just hard work and consistency will get you anywhere in life, but it's just not true. Imagine you've got an island and you have a helicopter, and for some reason, people just flying over the island in this helicopter. It crashes like helicopters normally do. And within the helicopter, you have a scientist who's a thinker. You have like the tradesmen who are the plumbers, electricians who are just like hardworking men. And then you have just like a normal bloke who just thinks for himself, thinks outside of the box a little bit, right? Sees what other people are doing, just think, let me try something else.
Doesn't sound very normal.
Yeah, it doesn't sound very normal, to be fair. But stick with me. The helicopter crashes on this island and they're left deserted alone. There's no life in sight. And all they can see is massive palm trees and trees all surrounding them. The scientist sits there and starts thinking, I'm going to sit down, I'm going to figure this out, I'm going to strategize and think about the best way for us to escape and survive. The three tradesmen, they go, you know what? We're hardworking men. They get the machete, they get some knives and start hacking away at the trees in any direction they see fit. They don't care. If I work long and hard enough, I'm going to find life. Of course I am. So they start chopping away. And then the normal guy who just goes up and sees a massive long palm tree, the biggest one in their vicinity, the biggest one around where they were, and thinks, you know what? I'm going to take my time. I'm going to climb up this tree. I want a bit of perspective. 3 days go by. The tradesmen are there hacking away, working hard because they're going to just working hard, chopping away in one direction. You have the scientist who's there thinking, strategizing through. He's like, oh, yes, the algorithm is this and the all that crap, right? being a nerd.
Okay.
Right, just thinking. And there's overthinking and just thinking way too much. And then, of course, you have the guy who's just climbing the tree. He's halfway up. A week goes by. And by the end of the week, you have the tradesman who's still chopping away, of course. Tig, what the hell do you think the scientist is doing?
Thinking.
He's still thinking, still strategizing. No actions taken just yet. But then that guy, I'm going to call him David. I'm going to call him Solomon because of wisdom, the Bible, all that good stuff. Solomon, he's at the top of the tree for perspective. And he looks around this island and realizes, holy crap, at the east, at the right side of the island, he sees some smoke. And he sees another helicopter and there's actually life. They're people partying, eating the best food. And at this point, they're starving, they're hungry, eating the best food ever, partying, and there's life.
Is this inspired by your trip to Thailand recently at all?
Maybe.
Okay.
And he sees life at the east, at the right side of the island. And he looks to his left, and who does he see in the long distance, heading into the abyss, where there's no gold to be found, no life to be found, just an empty abyss. Who does he see? The three tradesmen still hacking away, working hard at their job, heading in totally wrong direction. And what does he have? This epiphany. He looks down and who does he see? The scientist, thinking, strategizing, but taking zero action, hasn't made any progress at all. Oftentimes what we need in life is perspective. Hard work and consistency is not going to get you to where you want to get to if you're moving in the wrong direction. For most people, that knife, that machete, those trees, to them is promotion on social media. To them is getting high profile guests on. To them is doing all this work in their podcast, working long and hard for not 7 days, but 2, 3, sometimes 4 years. And feeling like they're not making much progress. To me, that's a sad reality of what a lot of podcasters go through, but because they lack the perspective on what action they needed to focus on in order to grow.
Wow. Well, that was quite the story. I was just sitting there, just taking it all in, putting myself on that island, and firstly, did you just come up with that on the fly or what?
I didn't. I wish I could say that. Okay. To be honest with you, a little secret, again, if you listen to this, that back in the day when I was selling for our company still, now I've got a sales rep, things are good. I'd use that analogy, but in a different context to get some podcasts will speak to you, have a different perspective. which always helped. So again, you get a little sneak peek if you listen to this right now. That's an analogy, a little story I'll tell to shift people's beliefs, and it worked really well.
Yeah, I'd have been curious to hear the bite-sized format you're giving people. you weren't doing a five-minute monologue on sales calls.
I said to them, I was like, wait there. I've got a story. You have to listen now. Yeah. A bit more eloquently.
Okay. No, that was brilliant. What I was thinking at the time, what I took from that is most people, there's a balance of working smart and hard. And it's very easy when in the nuts and bolts of running a podcast to fall too far on either side, right?
Yeah,
it's important to have the balance. It's a spectrum, like other things. And on one hand, I think more commonly people are too in the nuts and bolts, too just running the day-to-day and hacking away, as you say. And what's that thing? It's like if the plane leaves from London to New York, that's even 1 degree off track, it ends up in Brazil or something like that, right? Maybe not that extreme, but to that point, most people are potentially on that path, right? Which is quite a bad thing when it's been going on for years. On the other hand, many people are just paralyzed by inaction, right? And actually don't end up even getting anywhere because it's just all kind of theory and all concepts and all what ifs and all procrastination, I suppose, comes into it as well. When you're very busy, fear, all of these things. So what should people take? Am I on the right lines?
You're absolutely on the right lines. I guess what I would really encourage our listeners to think about, if you're listening to this right now, just think about for yourself, who are you currently on that island? Are you the guys, the tradesmen who are just hacking away, just working hard in the wrong direction, not really moving anywhere, deep inside, you know, things aren't really working out as well as they should be, but you're just working hard in the wrong direction? Or are you the scientist who's just there thinking, overanalyzing, being fearful, not really doing much? Maybe you've consumed a lot of our content, all of our content. Most of our listeners aren't this, but there might be a few who might just be like, just people out there just consume a lot of content, but don't take action. They don't do anything. They just think and think, when it's actually better just to do something.
Like, yeah.
Are you the person who now like has perspective and then implements and sees, can see the entire field and then knows where to put their energy into, who's consuming the right content, who again has that perspective and knows, okay, cool, I know what I need to do. Now I have to just put it into action and work hard consistently in the right direction. You know?
For sure. I'm really just... it's not even that important, but I think just I'm curious. I'm thinking, what is more common amongst podcasters and amongst our audience? I lean more towards it's easy. I think people, especially if we're building businesses and that kind of thing, we are often already aware of what inaction can do. We've often moved past that. It's very easy to just kid yourself and think, I'm uploading the podcast every week. That takes so much work. I'm doing so good just for doing that alone.
It is good content.
And obviously that is true to an extent, but it doesn't actually align with most people's goals.
Yeah, right? And it's like, yeah, it's one thing, okay, good, you put good content out, but if it's not growing, it's not working. Something has to change.
Yeah,
and I think
exactly.
People, again, we like to think time and consistency is going to save everything, and people don't like to hear that. Sometimes it doesn't. That doesn't solve everything. It's not the magic pill for everything.
For sure, it's a piece of the puzzle. But if anything, hopefully, for you listening right now, listening to Anthony's story, hopefully this gives you a bit of clarity and a bit more perspective to be able to see yourself in the third person here in terms of which character you're more like on the island, where you lie on that spectrum,
and hopefully you
realign.
Yeah, and hopefully you are the guy with the perspective and making changes and seeing those improvements. And if you're not, just ask yourself why. That's really honestly just some encouragement. And with all that being said, we've got some exciting news. If you still feel like you're just guessing along the way, like you don't maybe have the clear perspective on exactly what you should be focusing on to get the best results from your podcast, to grow as fast as you can, to build a highly engaged community, to make more impact with your show, and to actually start generating some ROI from the time and effort and energy you've invested into the podcast, we're going to be revealing, and you don't want to miss this, we're going to be revealing our 4-step growth and retention system. And it's a 6-part series. We're going to take you from the start, the foundation you have to set, to the end, understanding if the strategy is working and how to iterate and tweak to guarantee faster growth moving forward for the months to come. So again, starting next week, we're starting our 6-part series and we're revealing the 4-step growth and retention system. And again, this is a strategy that we're implementing with our clients right now that's working for our podcasters, working for our clients, and it's working for podcasters all around the world. And it's going to be working for you when you tune in, follow along, and implementing the changes we're going to encourage you to do. With that being said, we'll see you in next week's episode.